Today's podcast is brought to you by Balance 7. Save $10 plus free shipping this week only with code HOWIE10 at balance7.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
In the wake of Vice President Harris's trip to Latin America, what do you think the impact has been? Has anything changed?
Without due respect, no.
I have a question about the numbers that you gave and the math. So there are 15,000 migrants under the Del Rio Bridge Saturday. If you add up the ones that you say were expelled or released, it's less than 5,000. Say there's 5,000 that are still left. Where's everybody else? Where'd you go?
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studio.
We haven't seen a flu season last year. We're in for a whopper.
Damn flu season.
Because we haven't put immunity into the population in at least one and maybe now 2 years, when the flu does come back, and it will come back, it's going to come back very aggressively. And then you're going to have COVID on top of that.
If it's not one thing, it's another.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the country formerly known as the United States of America. Now we're just going to become a third world flop house every day. It gets worse and worse. And let's just start with some crime news from the border before we move on to other stuff. Or not really the border, actually. Some of it's not even from the border. Let's start with from Wisconsin. You know, they've been talking about how we don't really know who came in on these flights out of Kabul. You know, that there were 100,000 plus people brought out, only 6,000 Americans. Most of the people that actually worked for us, who were on our side, didn't get out, but we were just letting people just come onto the planes and head to the first world, and how it might be a problem because, you know, they took a poll once and 90 plus percent of Afghans wanted Sharia law. 90% of women, according to some estimates, had been abused. But it's no problem because, you know, the Democrats know what they're doing. So they brought a lot of them to Fort McCoy in Wisconsin, western part of the state. Here's the headline today on the Wisconsin State Journal. Two Afghan men at Fort McCoy charged with assault, engaging in a sex act with a child. Just think, you know, less than a month ago, they were in Kabul, and now they're in the cheese state of Wisconsin. Two Afghan men staying at Fort McCoy in western Wisconsin were charged yesterday with committing unrelated crimes while staying at the base, including assault and engaging in a sexual act with a child. They have been removed from the military base and taken to the Dane County Jail, according to the State Department of Justice. Barula Nori, 20, is facing three counts of engaging in sexual acts with a minor, including one allegedly involving use of force. He is also charged with a fourth count of attempting to engage in such acts with a minor while using force. The alleged victims were at least 4 years younger than Nori and had not yet reached the age of 16. Are these some of these child brides that they're talking about bringing in? The other refugee, Muhammad Haroon Ahmad, 32, is charged with assaulting his wife on September 7th. The indictment alleges Ahmad choked and suffocated her. Okay, let's move down to the southern border now. Rio Grande sector border patrol agents arrested a criminal alien armed with a pistol and a Bowie knife. This was on September 20th in Falfurrias Border Patrol Station area. They spotted two subjects with numerous water jugs. One had a large fixed knife blade on his fanny pack belt. They stopped him, put him down, and they opened the fanny pack. It also contained a loaded handgun. They fingerprinted the illegal alien from Mexico. And they've discovered an extensive criminal and immigration history to include possession of cocaine with intent to distribute, unlawful carrying of a weapon, assault causing bodily injury of a family member, and aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. All of the subjects' previous arrests were made in the Rio Grande Valley, Texas. On the same day, Kingsville Border Patrol Station agents apprehended an alien criminal from El Salvador near Sarita. That illegal alien thug is a Mara Salvatruca gang member with multiple previous convictions for assault, possession of drugs. In addition, he has multiple removals from the United States. Okay, on September 21st, that would be Monday, McAllen Border Patrol Station agents apprehended a group of 18 welfare-seeking illegal aliens near Hidalgo. Record checks on a Salvadorian national revealed that he was convicted in L.A., Los Angeles, for rape of spouse by force, fear, etc., and sentenced to 3 years incarceration. He was then sentenced to 15 months confinement for immigration-related offenses and subsequently deported from the United States. Thank you, Joe Biden. Thank you, Joe Biden. Meanwhile, in Boston, 2 days ago, Dominican national sentenced to more than 15 years in prison for fentanyl trafficking. A Dominican national was sentenced in federal court in connection with the seizure of approximately 20 kilograms of heroin and 10 kilograms of fentanyl. A firearm and $20,000 cash were also recovered. Joel Cortoriel, a.k.a. Angel Javier Morel O'Neill, 33, an illegal alien previously residing in Methuen, was sentenced to 186 months in prison. He had pleaded guilty to all these drug counts and possession of a firearm and furtherance of a drug trafficking crime, one count of illegal reentry of a deported alien, and one count of being an illegal alien in possession of a firearm and ammunition. He had been during a traffic stop in Methuen, which is, as you know, on the New Hampshire line. Officers seized two kilograms of fentanyl in the front passenger seat of the vehicle. And they searched his residence, and they discovered 20 kilos of heroin, 8 kilos of fentanyl, drug distribution paraphernalia, and a loaded firearm. So this is your Biden immigration policy. This is the fruit of open borders, letting undocumented Democrats into the country. This is the fundamental transformation of America. 844-500-4242. By the way, the two refugees from Afghan, their mothers have been reached for comment. Joe,
he's a good boy, a very good boy.
Yes, yes, I'm sure he is. 844-500-4242. I just wanted to start off. By telling you how things are going. And all we're hearing about is they were using horses against the Haitian immigrants. Again, you know, I wonder if any of these reporters who are appalled. I know it's just a feature of the fundamental transformation of America to complain about this, even if Biden's administration is doing this. But have any of them ever been to demonstrations anywhere? You know, they use police horses to maintain order. Has anyone ever been outside of their bedroom? Any of these reporters?
Kind of a name is Wilbur?
The horses aren't mean, but they're not quite as amiable as Mr. Ed, you know, and plus they don't care where they go to the bathroom, if you know what I mean. And so I've seen the cops in Boston drag hippies from Cambridge right through the droppings, you know. It's amazing. You drag one hippie through some horse dung, after they go limp because they're protesting having to pay income taxes on April 15th, as though any of them have ever damn paid income taxes. It's amazing how none of them go limp anymore after they see that first squirrely, bearded, Birkenstock-wearing, goateed trust funder drag through the poop. They get up.
Yeah, that tickles. Watch my mole.
But But I never remembering anyone saying it was a human rights violation. It was a war crime. I just remember laughing very hard when watching them get dragged through there. God, I don't know. They're snowflakes on top of everything else. Again, I understand the political hay they think they're making, which they're not, by the way. 844-500-4242. How does our economy determine the value of an item? The price of the world's most valuable commodities are all set at auction. Items such as fine arts, antiques, coins, and classic cars are often priced through auction. The fish you just ate, the textiles that make up the clothes on your back and the diamond on your finger, all of those items were originally priced through auction. So when it is time for you to sell the most valuable commodity you own, your real estate, why not sell it at auction with J.J. Manning? Our clients are affluent and intelligent decision makers who set the terms and sell their real estate quickly and contingency-free in a competitive auction. There is no stigma and no distress in this process. Recent Howie and Grace Show listeners have seen upwards of 30 qualified bidders competing for their real estate. When you sell real estate traditionally, you pay the broker commission, but in a J.J. Manning auction, the buyer pays. To learn more on how to get your residential, commercial, or land property sold quickly and contingency-free, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you could be the next one. Call Charlie today at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your property sold. I'm Howie Carr.
Why do we have the jump line? Well, because we can't be serious all the time.
A little nonsense now and then is rushed by the wisest man.
The Jump Line, weekdays at 5, right here on The Howie Carr Show. He didn't come here to be made sport of.
Funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you, I make you laugh. What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
Howie Carr is here to stay.
Do what I did and support your heart health with delicious Super Beats Heart Chews. Get your Super Beats Heart Chews today at superbeatsradio.com/Howie. And when you buy two bags, they'll throw in the third one for free. That's superbeatsradio.com/Howie to get a free bag of Super Beats Heart Chews when you purchase two. superbeatsradio.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will the Supreme Court overturn the vaccine mandate by Thanksgiving?
I don't know. The reason we're asking this question is Alan Dershowitz, the former Harvard Law School professor and well-known appeals lawyer.
He also says, known as Larry David's punching bag.
Well, and he lives on Martha's Vineyard, where there's another scandal today, by the way, not involving Larry David or Alan Dershowitz, but it's another of the beautiful people, a Netflix executive. We'll get to that.
I'm shocked.
I know you're shocked. I know you're shocked. We'll get to it. But he said that he thinks the Supreme Court is going to rapidly overturn the vaccine mandate, which I certainly hope, because you now have all kinds of lawsuits have been filed. I read that there's one, the state police union has filed one in Massachusetts. United Airline workers have filed one. Apparently, they're going to lose one quarter of the Navy SEALs are going to check out. And most shockingly of all, there's an amendment has been filed. A rider has been filed with the on a budget bill by a Tennessee Republican in the House, a guy named Mark Green, and it would prohibit the Defense Department from granting general or dishonorable discharges to anyone who's forced out of the military because they won't take the vaccine. And the Biden administration is objecting to this. They want to give people dishonorable discharges, or at least less than honorable discharges, maybe just the general discharge. It's I am really amazed at the vindictiveness of the Biden administration. If you won't go along with their policies, they want to punish you. And the amazing thing about this is the Democrats on this House committee all went along with the Republican amendment because it just seems a matter of fairness, you know, to let people leave the service if they don't want to, you know, take a chance with the what they perceive to be a chance with the vaccination. We're trying to get the guy on, the Tennessee Republican on. But so what's the poll question again? What's the what are the results?
Well, the Supreme Court overturned the vaccine mandate by Thanksgiving, and 58% say no.
I'm going to go with no too.
Wow.
If
I were an employee and my employer has set a deadline by say October to get the vaccine or face consequences, can I say that this is up with the Supreme Court right now and I'm awaiting the ruling?
Well, I mean, you know, anything goes to the Supreme Court. You know, I mean, they get like they're looking at like 1,000 lawsuits right now, and they're only going to decide to deal with a handful of them. There was a story about a lawsuit in Massachusetts. They're trying to overturn the decision that the SJC made that basically Charlie Parker can shut down the state and you know, do whatever he wants to do. But they're not going to handle it because the mandate that he used to destroy the state's economy has expired. So they're going to say it's a moot point, which is, it's absurd, but that's the rationale. Unfortunately, I think they're going to postpone it. They don't have a lot of stones. You may have noticed reference Texas v. Pennsylvania last December. They don't have any cojones to handle the big cases. Lou, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lou.
Hey, Howie, on what you said earlier about those two guys who were arrested for having sex with the juveniles.
The Afghans.
You don't know if they... Yeah, right, the Afghans. You're assuming that they were having, you know, relations with girls, but the Pashtuns, like our military, looked the other way and allowed their tradition. Like, women were for giving birth to children if they wanted to, you know, have relations to fool around. A lot of these guys had sex with boys.
Well, it just says child engaging with in a sexual act with a child. The guy's 21 years old, and I don't know, Lou. They don't mention the gender of the victim. But thanks for the call, Steve. You're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, Howie, I'd like to have the press on this issue of who is running the White House, whether it's Klain or Klein or whatever the guy's name
Klain.
Is. Klain. Who's the cheapest? Klain.
Klain spends a lot of his time tweeting out stuff. He doesn't have a lot of time for actually, you know, letting more Afghan rapists into the country or making sure the fentanyl dealers get through the Rio Grande. You know, he's busy. He's too busy retweeting stuff from all the Russian hoaxers who are still in business at CNN and Politico and their other places like that.
Yeah, why don't we just press? Why doesn't the press just press this issue to find out whether maybe it's Susan Rice? Who knows?
Who do you think is running it? You obviously have been thinking about this, and so have most of us. But who do you think?
I think the chief of staff. You look at some of his old speeches at the Harvard Kennedy School and all that. The guy's, this is right out of his playbook.
Man, Klain is just a real foul ball. They're all foul balls. Go ahead, Grace.
I don't think it's anyone in particular who's running it. I think this is just the result of trying to do the opposite of everything Trump did. And now we're realizing that a lot of what Trump did was just common sense things, like protecting the border.
We're going to get to this later on, but this is how bad it is for Joe Biden. Mitt Romney has jumped ship. Willard Mitt Romney. Oh, the VIPs like that. I knew that was a crowd-pleasing line. We'll get to that. We got a lot of quotes from the old days, too, with Biden and Romney love fest. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. I was thinking about Mitt Romney overnight, I just thought to myself, you know, how many times...
First of all, you poor devil, thinking of Mitt Romney overnight.
You sound like Chris Wallace.
I'm always thinking ahead, you know? Come on. Well, listen, I whatever pain I had, I inflicted it upon Taylor.
Hello, this is Mitt Romney.
Because when I came in, I said, Taylor, why don't you find all the slobbering cuts of Mitt and Joe Biden talking about what great guys they are.
Ugh. All my optimism for the day was dashed.
No, that's brutal. That's cruel and unusual.
But again, do you not agree with me, though, that when you've lost Mitt Romney, you've lost America, to paraphrase?
Usually if you've lost Mitt Romney, you're doing a good job.
The question is, has he lost Pierre Delecto?
That's true, too. Yeah, he does have, he is a man of many aliases.
But I don't really consider it that big a deal. Mitt Romney goes whichever way the wind is blowing.
He's a front runner's front runner.
Yeah, but
you see his poll numbers in Utah. They're totally tanked. So, I mean, he's not exactly a guy you would want beside you in a trench.
No.
Or in an alley, you know? He's going to run away. So he's running away.
He's like a social climber, you know, in middle school or high school. He just wants to be with whoever he thinks is going to benefit him the most. When he thought Trump could help him, he sat down for dinner with Trump. When he didn't think Trump was valuable.
He flew to Vegas before that. Remember that? He flew to Vegas when he needed the endorsement in 2012.
He's two-faced.
At least two.
Yeah.
Maybe more. But anyway,
this is Mitt Romney.
We got all the cuts. We'll play them a little later. What do you got, Grace? Grace's news.
It is time for Grace's news. So the other day, there was this big fake news story about how there were the border agents were using whips.
Right.
Very fake news.
Against Haitians trying to get into the United States of America in Del Rio, Texas, specifically. Well, we no longer have to worry about that because we got to the bottom of this. The use of horses along the border in Del Rio, Texas is suspended. Howie, a caller on my show today brought up a great point, which is the state police in Massachusetts use those horses, especially at the Patriots games.
Right.
Are horses just now going to be...
No, I was talking about it. The Boston police used to use it every April 15th when it was tax day and the hippies would come over on the red line from Harvard Square. And, they would go over there and they would lie down. They would do die-ins. And so the cops would get there early, and they would let the horses go and maybe give the horse some kind of physic, as Dapper O'Neill used to call it. So there'd be a lot of stuff. So they'd be disinclined to lie down to begin with. But if they decide to lie down,
the horses would relieve
them. Yeah, they would pull them through. And then that was the hippies, they shook a leg, shall we say, and got up.
I thought you were going to say the horses just...
Yeah,
clobbered them.
And they
because those horse feet.
They used to use horses in the TPF, or they backed up the TPF. It was a different unit, the Tactical Patrol Force, during the busing riots in South Boston, and the people in South Boston would throw the rocks. That's the famous Rabbit Inn story. You know, they went in. There was this bar on Dorchester Street. They would throw the people in South Boston. They would throw the rocks at the horses, and they would run into the Rabbit Inn, which was this dive in South Boston. The first shot was on the house, and after that, you had to use your own bullets. And so the cops waited on a Saturday night, and they came.
Ha, ha, ha.
I've told this story before, but it's a good story. It's a good story. The cops, the TPF, said, we're going to get those guys who threw the rocks at our horses. And so they taped their badges, put tape over the badge so you couldn't see the number. They got a gun, a throwdown gun, you know, obliterated serial numbers, as they say in the indictments. They rush into the bar, throw the gun down on the bar, and then they take out their saps, their billy clubs, and beat the crap out of everybody in the bar. I mean, and just smack them around. So like about 9:30, you know, everybody's just sitting around the Herald. We had to call the payphone. You have someone come over to the Rabbit Inn on Dorchester Street? Why? You gonna break up our card game? We'll go down to Foley's later. We want a drink. Hey, we got beat up by the Boston cops. And so we sent somebody down, and they had destroyed the bar. And there were guys with, like, broken legs, broken noses, smacked around. And of course, they didn't call the Globe, because the Globe would have, sent out a celebratory crew and congratulated the Boston police on doing it to the anti-bussers. So it was a big story. But that's, I mean, horses are part of a police department. That's the point.
Yeah, and also
law enforcement.
If a horse gives you a little kick, that's scary.
Yeah,
they're big animals.
Somebody said that the MDC cause. This guy says he has a scar on his shoulder when he was bitten by an MDC cop horse. The MDC, the old Metropolitan District Commission Police.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up for a very specific reason. I used to ride horses as a child. And they would always let you feed the horses like a cube of sugar or a carrot. And I was always hesitant.
I was a nervous kid. I thought they liked apples.
You could feed them apples. You could feed them whatever you had lying around. But I was always cautious of that. I always passed on that because they have big choppers. And people just,
you
know.
I've noticed that. Yeah, I have noticed
that. They tend to be gentle, but who knows?
Yeah. Yeah, we used to live across the street from a stable in Wellesley. We moved around the corner now, but it's, yeah, they would see the horses. They do have, they're just big in general. I'll tell you, you know who was scared of the horses? The pugs.
Yeah, they should be. One kick to those pugs, they'll go flying.
Yeah, 508 says you can thank
horses. Mumbles kick a lot harder than Howie does.
I resent that. I just push them out the door gently with a shod foot. You can thank Mumbles, the former mayor, for getting rid of the oldest mounted mounted unit in North America. I didn't know it was the oldest mounted unit in America, but I thought it was impressive, you know. And I thought it was a good PR move to have, you know, like at a parade or something. You have a horse out there; all the kids love to, you know, go up and, you know, pet the horses, even if they don't. They only come up to
beautiful.
The leg.
They're beautiful.
Why would you go Miami? Hot summer.
Wow.
That's Mumbles.
All right. Well, moving on from the horses, it's sad that they have to take the blame for this when it was really just a fake news story. And now the horses are the ones who are getting the bad rap.
You know what? I'm going to guess the horses will be back on the job after a short rest period at the farm.
Howie, this is a news story that screams Howie Carr. New jobless claims unexpectedly rise to 351,000 amid Delta variant concerns.
Oh, I'm going to need that story. I have a file in my office, you know, Grace, that says unexpectedly on it. When it reaches critical mass, that'll be turned into a column.
It hasn't reached critical mass yet?
No, they use the word in an unexpected development or in a move that was not expected, where I'm going for the real adverb, unexpectedly.
Yes, there you go.
There it is.
That's one for your pile. Well, it's amazing how they keep trying to blame all this on the Delta variant. And it's like, maybe I just hang around with some tough people, but I don't know anyone who is not working because they're scared of Delta. But according to the New York Post, Business Insider, or Wall Street Journal, every time they report these unexpected figures, it's because of concerns about the Delta variant. And it's never just because some people just don't want to work.
Well, isn't that the excuse? I mean, I've been reading that for months. Some people have childcare problems, and others are afraid of the Delta variant.
I find that people are afraid of it when it's convenient for them. You know?
Have you noticed that, huh?
Yeah, like people don't want to go to something. Oh, well, I was just exposed to someone who was around so-and-so and this and that. It's like, whatever happened in the good old days where you just said, I don't want to come. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Don't use COVID as an excuse. Get the whole place locked down.
Did you see the story in the Globe today, by the way, about all the people that are tired of their weddings being canceled, Grace? Did you read that story?
I didn't, but I don't blame them. Are they getting canceled now?
No, they just say they're not going to put up with it anymore. They're going to get married no matter what.
Oh yeah, I agree with that. I mean, that once you go 2 years of an engagement, you're going for it no matter what.
Rambo 413 says the horses will be back. Remember the Planet of the Apes movies. Good point, Rambo 413.
Howie, did you see this story out of Pennsylvania? Pennsylvania University tells students action could be taken if they use wrong pronouns.
This is Penn State?
Yes.
The Nittily Lions, as Obama called it?
No, I'm sorry, Howie. It's not Penn State. It's a university in Pennsylvania. It's actually called Point Park University.
And Point Park University.
They stated,
you know, it's a great place when you're, you know, over the age of 40 and you've never heard of a college. Where exactly is it? Let me guess.
Your snobbiness is coming out, Mr. UNC.
Let me guess. It's in Point Park, Pennsylvania.
Yes. Well, it's actually located in Pittsburgh. It's stated that any individual who has been informed of another person's gender identity, pronouns, or chosen name is expected to respect that individual. If they don't, action could be taken. But then they don't go into what that action might be.
What's the name of their football team? The personal pronouns?
It's funny, though. It's like if you call someone by the wrong pronoun, you're probably going to get harsher.
Well, tell us about the Ginsburg story, the Ruth Bader Ginsburg story. That's the best personal pronoun story of the day.
Okay, so the ACLU, who Howie's always looking for in a lot of situations that arise, he always says, whatever happened to the ACLU? They put out a quote from Ruth Bader Ginsburg where she was talking about a woman's right to choose. And she uses the word woman and she and her. And they wanted to use this quote because it pushes their narrative of abortion rights. But they didn't want to use the women or the her or the she because that's no longer a good thing. I'm speaking to the VIPs here who are women, just so you know. And so they replaced it with they and them and their.
Wait a second. You're not speaking to any women here. You're speaking to birthing people.
Uterus havers.
Yes.
Menstruating people. Hello.
I wasn't going to say that.
I know. I wasn't either, but she said it.
But the VIP said it, so it's okay. We can say it now.
Yes. But that's what they did. They took out, they edited, they wokeified a quote from a woman who's dead.
Wait a second. Isn't this what got Kevin Kleinsmith, the FBI lawyer, into trouble? He took the CIA memo. And he changed the words? I guess they weren't under oath. It wasn't a legal document, so they don't have to worry about that.
You know what is the craziest part, though, that drives me nuts, Howie, is that grammatically it just doesn't make any sense. That's the part of it that really gets you.
Well, I think I've told you this before, Grace, but when I was on the city desk at the Winston-Salem Journal, if somebody said a man was arrested after they were charged, I would look at that and I would say, I'm going to keep an eye on this guy.
Yeah.
If he can't keep his subject straight, so to speak, we're going to have more trouble with him down the road.
And now he'd be celebrated.
Right.
He was ahead of his time.
All right. Thank you, Grace.
Thanks, Howie.
To all the listeners who, like me, have an IRA or 401k, I have an urgent warning for you. Our federal debt is now more than $28 trillion. What the government is not telling you is that the Fed is running out of ways to fight this growing burden. Inflation and tax hikes are their only way out. You've seen the 40% increase in gasoline prices since January. Have you tried to buy lumber lately? Have you noticed the shrinking portions in some packaged products at the supermarket? It's all about inflation. In this 1970s-style environment, every month your dollar buys less. So, if you have $50,000 or more in your retirement savings, your money could be at risk. Learn how you can protect your life savings with physical gold and silver. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to get your free precious metals IRA guide and find out how you can get paid to protect your retirement. That's right, goldco.com/Howie Carr, and the IRA experts at Goldco will give you up to $10,000 in free silver when you open a qualifying account. So what are you waiting for? Go to goldco.com/Howie Carr. The experts at Goldco have helped thousands of Americans own gold and silver in their retirement savings to protect themselves against inflation and tax hikes. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. I'm Howie Carr.
He only steals from the very best.
The 9 most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
Howie Carr returns after this.
Every time you turn around, expect to see me. Because one time you'll turn around and I'll be there.
The Howie Carr Show.
A lot of news to talk about today with Kevin Frisbee, the financial wizard of the Howie Carr Show, who's on every week at this time. Several officials see somewhat higher inflation next year. Just like me, the experts. Just like you, the experts agree on that. Fed prepares to pull back on stimulus. It's revising its pandemic stimulus programs, could raise interest rates next year. And there's also more unemployment filings than anticipated. What does all this mean, Kevin Frisbee?
It's quite a mix of information today, news out today. You know, some positive, some negative. The positive is the inflation. You know, not the positive is going higher, but the fact that the markets seem to like the news today. The market's up about 600 points on the Dow, partly because I think the Chinese deal, we talked about that last week, where the Chinese company, the mortgage company, had
Evergrande,
Evergrande had a $84 billion payment due early as tomorrow, and the Chinese government looks like they're going to step in and kind of do a little bit of internal bailout. But, you know, it's so difficult to navigate with the positive news, the negative news, the jobless claims are higher, the inflation's higher, the economy, again, the stock market today is up because inflation numbers are higher. And I've said it for weeks now, as inflation continues to go higher, real estate prices go higher and equities go higher.
It just can't be good long term, though. That's why I'm so suspicious of the stock market.
I'd 100% agree with you, Howie. At some point, somebody's got to pay the bill, without a doubt about that. Long term, it's not good at all. But short term, I mean, it's kind of like ride the wave till it starts to turn. If we had a 4-5%, 6% pullback in the markets last week, in the last couple of weeks, and the markets again rebounded 1,000 points in the last couple of days, so we're headed to a positive direction as far as all time highs again. And every time the market pulls back 4-6%, that's been the largest pullback now for several years. The S&P has not gone to a 10-15% pullback in many, many, many weeks, months for that matter.
So what did you tell your clients today when they asked you what the hell was going on?
Well, we've had our own clients invested pretty well for the last several months, and we've had a little bit of risk management the last few weeks, but we're putting money back to work. So the conversation when the clients call the office today, for example, I had a couple of conversations say, hey, Kev, I'm a little bit worried. My conversation was, listen, the market's up again 600 points today. Hang in there. Our traders are trading the money. We got your back, but we got to run this as long as it goes higher, because you don't want to sit on the sideline either. And then all of a sudden, if you sit on the sideline, you're losing ground to the higher inflation.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. But again, you got to... At what point, at what percentage does it have to go down before you start pulling out, though?
You know, again, 5-6% has been the average pullback for the last year or so. I think the 10% mark, that will trigger a bigger pullback.
That's the recession. That's when you're technically in a recession, right? So what have you got for the listeners today, Kevin Frisbee?
Yeah, I've got a great little handout, 27 tips to save money after retirement. And so it's a great little PDF we can send by email if somebody wants to call us at the office, no obligation to do any business with us. We always offer the portfolio x-ray. So if somebody wants to get a handle on what they have for investments, make sure that they don't have too much risk just in case the market turns.
And how do they get the 27 tips to save money after retirement?
Yeah, it's simple 800 number. They can call us up at 1-800-989-9100. And again, call us up. We can get your email, get that out to you. No obligation to do any business with us at any time.
Give us the number again and give us your web address.
Yep, it's 1-800-989-9100 for the phone number. The web address is frisbeebenefits.com, Frisbee spelled I-E benefits with an S.com.
And I'm going to guess that let me give you one of the 27 tips, my guess. Move to Florida.
Yeah, the tax savings, the state, that's right,
income or tax savings. Texas or right. Tennessee, any state or New Hampshire for that matter, any state with no income taxes, you got a leg up, right?
That's the fact, and that's what's going on. That's why there's such a hot market in Florida, as you know.
I sure do. Give us the number one more time, Kevin Frisbee, financial wizard of the Howie Carr Show.
1-800-989-9100, Howie.
27 tips to save money after retirement. You still got to figure out 26 of them. I'm Howie Carr.